title, How to Get ISO 9001 Certification in Australia. What do the consulting experts say? Body content, quality maintenance is a serious concern for business organizations. When a loyal customer base is a foundation for steady profit margin and market growth, quality control is the ultimate key. Your customers are less likely to shift to other vendors when they are provided with quality service without any interruption. Brand reputation, revenue margin, and business sustainability are interrelated and majorly dependent on a single aspect: quality management. The international standard for managing an efficient and robust system for quality is ISO 9001. It is the most acknowledged benchmark, known precisely for offering a relevant set of policies and procedures. If your company is ISO 9001 certified, it means it ensures the seamless delivery of services /products that match the customer's expectations. One of the common questions regarding the accreditation is how to get the ISO 9001 certification in Australia. The continent is home to thousands of small and medium-sized companies. The growing competition in the market pushes each business owner to exhibit their best. Getting the certification is considered a strategic move for increasing competitive advantages. People certainly have different opinions regarding the process. The following blog discusses the easiest ways to achieve certification with 100% compliance as shared by top consultants. How to get ISO 9001 certification. According to the experts, to get the certification, the preliminary job is to comprehend the rudimentary clauses associated with the ISO 9001 certification. They are the following: determining the scope of the quality management program, understanding the context of the company is necessary, determining policies and procedures for implementing and maintaining the system, building a leadership team, operations and communication, inspection and constant evaluation of the progress with the help of audit and review, continual improvement. Compliance can be only achieved when all of the aforementioned categories will be accomplished by the company. Completing each step can be time-consuming and tiring. According to the consultants, for efficiently attempting each step, professional guidance must be considered. For determining policies after understanding the scope and context, the following two procedures are required. 1. Consultation. Consultation is the basic process of simplifying the rules, regulations, statutory terms, and conditions of the international QMS. The intricate terms of the clauses often sound difficult. Through rigorous consultation, awareness is generated and the stakeholders get a fair opportunity to comprehend what is required to be done. Each clause and its criteria are defined by the members of the management and other internal departments. Certified consulting experts are hired to provide a holistic solution that starts with a consultation. 2. Gap analysis. One of the most crucial parts of an ISO 9001 certification is determining the context and the scope of the system. For that, the issues in the present system must be recognized. Gap analysis is the most acknowledged procedure for identifying the difference between the current state of the system and the ideal state and objectives. It is an independent process that is done through inspection, interview, and evaluation. Consultants perform this procedure in steps. They communicate with the stakeholders, review, and analyze the policies and accordingly find the causes of the problems. As per the next clauses, a company is supposed to modify the existing system, implement required strategies, and monitor growth. According to ISO consultants, the following procedures are necessary before registering the system for accreditation. 3. Gap filling. As per the detected issues, possible courses of action are chosen to modify the current condition. It is technically called the gap filling procedure. Corrective mechanisms are chosen based on the causes of the gap and the present capacity of the organization. 4. Internal audit. After completing a fair amount of improvement on the existing system, an internal audit is conducted to check on the progress. It is an objective-driven analysis that adds value to the operations. The management gets a better understanding of what is left to be done to accomplish compliance. According to the consultants, for inspection, an internal audit is a must. Stakeholders are interviewed and allowed to contribute their personal opinions. 5. Readiness review. Before the registration, the readiness of the system considering the regulatory clauses is analyzed. A checklist is prepared to determine whether all the objectives have been timely accomplished or not. For continual improvement, this process is the most appreciated mechanism. How to get ISO 9001 certifications in Australia? Contact us at Compliance Help. We are Australia's premium site for achieving any ISO accreditation with ease. Our bespoke solutions are ready to guide you through the seemingly exhausting process of ISO 9001 certification without any difficulties. Get help choosing the right assessment.